Weiter in Shasrin Zvachim da Pei Dal. Picking up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. It's like the Elohim Mishnah Elohim Alul Yerdu. These are the type of things that come up, they don't come down. On the Mizbech. Halan. That is those that stayed overnight. Rashi says, whether we're talking about Dam or Emurim. Vayosei. And something that's taken out of the Azara after the Shechita. Ve'atame, or something that became t-t-t-t-t-t-t-me. V'shenishchat chutz zmano v'chutz l'mkomo. Or v'shechta, outside of its time, its place. V'shekibu p'sulu m'zarko z'damo, or which disqualified people received or through the dam. B'rihuda omer, B'rihuda says, shenishchat b'layla, carbon that was shechted at night, v'nishvach damot, whose blood was spilled, v'yatza damot chutzim klayim, went out of the klayim, ilmol satherit, even when it went up, it still comes down. On these three, he actually argues, Rashi says, v'hanach t'lasa pligi, emodu v'sha'ara, he gives everything else. By the time of the Gemara, the Gemara doesn't explain why that is the case. So if they go up, they come down. What goes up must come down. Rabbi Shimon omer, lo teret. Rabbi Shimon says, nope, they do not come down. Rabbi Shimon omer, kol shepsula b'kodesh, HaKodesh Mekablo, Lo Yipsul B'Kodesh, Ein HaKodesh Mekablo. Rashi says, Shah Yipsul B'Kodesh means Mishabasa Lazara Nifsala. So he says they don't go down. Because any carbon whose psul is in the Kodesh, then the Kodesh is going to accept it. If not, if the psul is not in the Kodesh, then ain kodesh makabla, then it's not going to be a makabla. Any carbon that's brought into the Azara, while valid, was invalidated through something that happened there, okay, then it can be, you know, accepted and mekudesh by the Mizbech. But anything that was possible before it enters the Azara, so then, no, it's not going to fall into that category. So the Gemara is going to bring, we can explain what Peshat is. Be'il shalom hayu psulin makodesh, and the following did not have their psul in the Kodesh. Harveh v'nirba, right? If either it was an animal that sodomized someone, or that was sodomized by someone. Va'amukza, for a person. Va'amukza, and stuff that was set aside for Avodah Zarah. V'anevad, or it was a worship to Avodah Zarah. V'o'esnan, it was used to pay for a zona. V'amachir, or an animal that was switched and gave over for another, for a dog. Vakilayim, and something which is kilayim, vatrefa, an animal that's trefa, v'yotzidofen, or that's born through a C-section, obale mumin, and if these animals that are blemished, v'kiva machshir, v'bale mumin. V'kiva, he actually, he validates in the case of bale mumin, because this ended up as if it's a dofen, v'ubale mumin, v'kiva machshir, v'bale mumin. He always allows their imurim to remain on the Mizbech if they're placed there. And that's an exception to the rule that anything that was possible outside of the courtyard is not able to be it's not going to be affected by the Mizbech sanctification. Rabbi Chanina of Skana Kohanim, Omer, Docha Hoya Abba is Bale Mumin Me'al Gabi Mizbeach. He didn't allow Papa would turn away a Baal Mum from putting on the Mizbeach. Kishem Shem Alu Lo Yerdu. Now, just like the laws, and once they went up, they don't come down. Kachem Yardu Lo Yalu. So if they come down, they don't go up. What goes up stays up, and what comes down doesn't go back up. B'kulim Sh'alu Chayim L'Rosh Mizbeach. Many of them went up to the top of the Mizbeach. When they're alive, you have to bring them down. Ola Sh'alsa Chaya L'Rosh Mizbeach, and Ola that went up to the top of the Mizbeach while alive, Teret, it should come down. Shachta Barosh Mizbeach, one shachta on top of the Mizbeach, then Yavshit V'Natcha B'Koma, your skin and take it apart in its place. And then you burn all the fires. Sazdei L'Gei Gemara Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos, He, Ha'Ola, Hare Elu Gimel Miutam. There's three Miutam going on over here. This one, It, and the Ola. Prat, they're coming to exclude from the din of not being taken down from the Zbeach, that was slaughtered at night, v'shishu dama, whose blood was spilled, v'shishu dama chutz l'klayim, the blood went outside of the curtain. Shem also teri that if it goes down, and it's teaching us references these things that if it went up, it comes down. These are exceptions. Every Shimon Omer, Ola. Shimon says, the pasuk says the word Ola. Ain li Ella Ola Ksheira. For me, I only know that Kashtika Ola, that that would be the case. Or any other type of carbon would stay up on the Mizbech all night. I mean, and the Rabbos, how do I know that I'm going to include even if Shenishcha B'layla, Shenishbach Dama, V'shas Dama Chutz HaKlayim, V'halon, when they stayed overnight, V'hayotzi, and when it went out of the outside of the curtains, V'atamin, it became Tami, Shenishcha Chutz HaZman, Chutz HaMkom, or that it got shechter with intent for eating outside of a time or outside of his place, V'shakibil, B'sul, and V'zakos Dama, one that disqualified of a psul, someone was disqualified, was mekabel, did kabbalah, or they threw the dam. Hanitanin, the matah, shas lamaila, lamaila, shas lamaila, the top, the bottom application went up, and the upper went down. Hanitanin, b'chut, shenis, b'fnim, or the blood who should be put on the outside of the hechal, but it went within. B'fnim, shas lamachot, so the opposite. Ooh, Pesach, v'chata, shachton, shalol, shmon, if you have one of those cases, meaning, where do I know? Even in these cases, once the emurim have been put on top of the altar, they're not removed. Talmud Lomar, Toras Ha'ola. Riba Torah Achas L'chol Ha'olin, that included, this parsha over here is coming to include the din for all the comers that go up from this Be'ach Shem Alu Lo Yedu, that if they go up, they do not come down. Says Rav Shimon. Yalchus Sheni Marbe Haruvev and Yerbeva Muksov and Never the Esnan Mechir Vakilaim with Treif of Yotzi Dolphin. You think I was going to include all these also? Talmud Lomer Zos. This is a din, meaning this is a miot. In certain cases, even if it's Banu Vizvech, he still bring him down. More recently, Rabbos says, Elu, why did you decide to include these ones with the Hotzi Esel and to exclude the other ones? Acher Shariba, beep, turn the page, beep, down the page. Hakos of Miyot, since the Pasuk included some invalid Karbanos and excluded others, Rabbi Niyasel, Shariya Pesulah B'Kodesh, I included these for their invalidation within the Kodesh. Hamotzei Niyasel, Shariya Pesulah B'Kodesh, I exclude these, the other ones, for their invalidation was not in the Kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Maisel Melchan, Rabbi Yehuda learns out his opinion from here, right? He learns that the invalid karbanos, other than the ones he excluded, can remain on the Mizbeach because of the following pshat. Mepnei ma amru lun bedam kosher. What's the reason that they say that blood that kept past, you know, they lean on it, that it went past the time, past, you know, sunset, that in the Azar is still going to be fit to remain on the Mizbech, if it was put there by accident, Sharei Lon Kosher Be'emurim, because we know that that Emurim that were left overnight in the Azara are going to be Roy to be left on the Mizbech once they mistakenly put there. And we could learn out a parallel between a carbon's Dam and its Emurim. That Lon Be'emurim Kosher, Sharei Lon Kosher Bebasar. How do we know that sacrificial parts kept overnight are going to be good? Because the Torah says that the meat of a shlamim kept overnight is ra'oi. It can be eaten. And we can learn another parallel between it, that Yotze, a sacrificial part that goes out of the Azara, is going to be fit to be burned on Mizbech if it's brought up there by mistake. Sharei Yotze Kosher Bebama. Because a part that goes up, that goes out, is completely fit in reference to a bama. Tame, sacrificial part is fit to remain in his bech. Hol v'huter lavo the sibur, since tame things can be used for the sibur, and chutz the zmano, and something that the shechita intent for beyond its time, for its pigle, that also is going to stay up on there. Hoil, since umaratz l'pigulo is such an avoda and is going to create pigle, chutz m'komo, and this is something that's outside of his place, also fit. Hol v'iskish l'chutz the zmano.
Right, yeah, because we go and we compare the whole Ve'iskus L'chutz HaZmano, since it's compared with a carbon that's shechted with having a mind outside of its time, we make a hekesh of these things. Shekibal psulim v'zaku ustamo, and in offering a carbon whose dam was received or thrown by someone who's a psul, b'hanach psuli l'chutz la'avodas sibor, because we're speaking of those psulim who are fit to do a tzibor type of zach, meaning tamei kohanim. Now, says the Gemara, can we go and learn out a law for something that's not done properly from something that's done properly? Of course not. How can we compare then these kept over karbanos, you know, these emurim with kept over shlamim? Lina is going to be a problem, but shlamim meat is not an issue of leaving it over. And with the Gemara, Tana azus toras ha'ola riba samachle. The time of the Brice is relying on the Pasuk. This is a law of the Ola, which is including some of the things in this category of things that should remain on the Mizbeach. So we use the parallels just to determine which thing belongs in that particular category. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Rashi says, Samach Leila, Smachta Lemilse. Okay, we're going to stop here and we'll show you all a great, great day.